The exhibit features what's considered to be one of the most significant archaeological finds of the 20th century. At the entrance, a film gives background.
More than 2,000 years ago, someone placed valuable scrolls into clay jars and then placed the jars in caves along the northwest shore of the Dead Sea. There they rested undisturbed for millennia, preserved by the dry air of their desert surroundings.
In 1947, a Bedouin goat herder came across jars containing scrolls. This would be the first discovery of the scrolls, which would later turn up in other caves near the Dead Sea. Those scrolls of papyrus and animal skin are the earliest known texts of the Bible. Discovery Place President John Mackey says the scrolls' appeal reaches beyond religious affiliation.
What you're dealing with here are documents that are so precious and irreplaceable that when you walk in and actually behold the scrolls themselves, you see those, there's a sort of sense of, there's kind of a numinous quality, I guess, that comes over you. It's hard to describe.
That indescribable feeling is overwhelming once inside the room that holds original fragments of 10 authentic scrolls. The lights are dim and the fragments, well encased under glass, are illuminated by fiber optic light. The scrolls are part of the Israel Antiquities Authority's collection of 15,000 segments. The authority's chief curator, Hava Katz, says the writings help people identify with biblical times.
It brings everything to life. And you get all the people, all the beliefs, the spirit, the cultural attitudes, and also the feeling, the frustration, the hopes for the future. Everything is included in it.
The collection includes segments that have never left Israel. It has the prophet Isaiah's vision of the end days and one of the best-preserved scrolls from a book of Psalms. There are apocryphal writings and the rules that the Essenes lived by. Scholars believe an ancient Jewish sect called the Essenes wrote the scrolls. While the precious artifacts stir feelings of great reverence, there's also a strong sense that they must be handled with great care. Katz says transporting them is a complicated process that requires curators, conservators, and very tight security.
We need climate control. We need physical means, you know, to carry from one venue to another. It involves crates and bags and security, because this is the most important pieces we have in our national collections.
There's a great demand for the exhibit, which the Antiquities Authority limits to just 2 or 3 per year. Katz says Discovery Place had the right physical conditions and the manpower to meet the authority's strict requirements. The Uptown Museum is at a great advantage because it not only got the scrolls, it built the exhibit from scratch. Some parts will go to the scrolls' next stop, the Pacific Science Center in Seattle. Katz is impressed with this exhibit.
The design of the exhibition is getting better and better. We are improving, and we feel like inventing each time the exhibition from the beginning. And I think the exhibition in Charlotte is one of the best exhibits we had ever.
Apart from the scrolls, pottery and other artifacts from Qumran, where the scrolls were written, are on display. There are also some interactive components for children. Discovery Place President John Mackey says at $2 million, it's been the most costly project at the museum. He says the museum really wanted it.
We feel like there's an opportunity here to share with people something that just is so extraordinary that they're not going to see it. They can read about it in a book or they can see it on maybe television, but to see the real artifacts, the Dead Sea Scrolls, was really something we strive for.
Discovery Place expects more than 200,000 people to visit the 101-day exhibit. Charlotte is the last venue where the scrolls will be on display for more than 3 months. The Israel Antiquities Authority says their future destinations will last just 90 days because they're too delicate for prolonged exposure. For WFAE News, I'm Simone Orendine.